News Radio, WTAM 1100. Mike Fratello, the czar, former head coach of the Hawks, Cavs, Grizzlies, NBA analyst on NBA TV and Yes Network, joined us on WTAM 1100. Fratello's in for Metro Lexus. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. A step back for just a second. In the whole league, I mean, we're to, 2-2 here. As far as different series around Thunder, Jazz, is that the one that's surprising you?
A little bit. I don't think we realize how good Utah was during the course of the year, and you've got guys stepping up for them. How about Ricky Rubio being reborn again in Utah? This is a guy who, for years in the NBA, was known as a non-shooter. Let Ricky Rubio try to take shots from the perimeter. Well, he's not only taking them, but making them. I'm talking about threes for their team. The youngster, Donovan Mitchell, has been off the charts, and it's not as easy as you think to pick Rookie of the Year. Simmons seems to be clearly the number one choice, but Donovan Mitchell has to be given a ton of consideration because this guy has taken the league by storm. He's for real. And then Ingles playing his part and Gobert protecting the front of the rim. The seven-footer has been awesome. Defensively, they've given Oklahoma City more than you can ask for, and Oklahoma City in a fluster right now.
Yeah.
The big three aren't quite the big three.
Yeah, I tell you, Mike, I like that Mitchell. He's a winner. You can see it. He just has it. Let's get back to the Cavs and the Pacers. Series tied at two. Mike, just what's your take on what you've seen so far in these first four games?
I think we've seen the adjustments have taken over now, and we have to give credit to J.R. Smith coming in and locking down Oladipo a little bit after the first two games where the youngster averaged 27 points in games one and two, coming back now and holding him to just 17 points on 10 of 35 shooting in games three and four. So J.R. along with Green doing his time on Oladipo have slowed him down a little bit. We've gotten better defensively, and it starts with effort. We're up into them more. We're being more physical. We're being more aggressive. We're not making passes as easy as they were. And when you force turnovers and get teams to play a little bit faster than they want to, that's a good thing. Down the stretch, we held on in a close game that was a very, very important game, game number four, to even the series back up. So now we've turned it into best two out of three with the advantage in the Cavs' favor as far as home court.
Mike, I think when we went into this playoff, we weren't really thinking about, I don't know that we thought maybe four games in we'd be saying, hey, the defense has been pretty good, but what about scoring? Now, they did score some. They got Korver and Clarkson going to support LeBron in the fourth game. But what are your thoughts on about and why it's been so difficult for the Cavaliers to score?
Because you're playing a team that during the course of the year, Indiana gave us problems. They beat us three out of four times. Now you play the same team four straight times. They pretty much know exactly what we're running, and we know what they're running. It makes it very hard to get an open look. We really haven't exploded yet offensively. We haven't had a bunch of guys have a great night together. Like you just mentioned, it's kind of been picking and choosing. Korver, not so good first half, really good second half. You know, Clarkson missing one night, comes back and gives us a big game last game. LeBron missing for maybe a quarter and then coming up with a big play or a big shot in the fourth quarter. Kevin Love picking up quick fouls, can't get himself going offensively, but in the second half gets 10 rebounds for us in one half. So he does something major to contribute, may not be scoring. So points have been hard to get because when you know the other team and you've played them four straight times, it's not easy to get a shot off. This is a tough Indiana team.
George Hill really had a great first half there in Indiana in the game that they did let get away, but his back tightened up on him and really wasn't much of a contributor in the second half as we saw them struggle. But if they could get him back, he could be a difference for this team, couldn't he, Mike?
No question, but aren't we fortunate to have Jose Calderon playing for us? Because each time that something's happened, we needed somebody, whether it be when the trade took place, when the four guys went out and six new guys came in, he's a stabilizer. You can take this guy and put him in. He's been around for such a long time. He understands what his role is. He makes a big shot, it seems like. Every time he comes in the game, they find him in the corner, he knocks down a three for him. But getting a healthy George Hill, who could be an aggressive George Hill. Remember, when we got him from Sacramento this year, he was not having his greatest year playing basketball. So whether it's been injuries the whole time or whether he's just having one of those seasons where it's not been as good as we remember the old George Hill, not trying to make him 40 years old yet, but he's been around the league for a while. Got a little bit of wear and tear on him. We need him to be good if we're going to keep advancing.
Mike Fratello on the Cavs. Jim Jones later at 8:20 this morning. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, guys.